Welcome to Business Trends for Success. I'm your co-host Scott Patton along with Shane James. And if you want to visit our website, our podcast website is http://success.podomatic.com. Look forward to you stopping by, leaving some comments, letting us know what you thought of our podcast. And I just want to say, too, that we really appreciate the time that you've taken out of your busy schedule to join us today. It means a lot for us, and we look forward to getting to know you better and better over the coming years and decades. So today we're going to be talking about the coffee office. Did I get it right?
You got that totally right.
Okay, the coffee office. So Shane, this is an incredible trend that's just beginning to take place, I think, and tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, let me give you a stat first. First, let's tell our listeners how we're going to try and conduct the podcast.
Sure.
We're going to try and do about 10 to 15 minutes of trend setting, and then we're going to do the last 15 minutes of how to take your business, your finances, and even your personal self to the next level.
Okay. So we've got two parts. First part is the trend, and today's trend is the coffee office.
So let me read you a paragraph from the Yankee Group. The Yankee Group, a Boston-based research and consulting firm, estimates that 50 million people, about 38% of the working population in the United States, are mobile workers, defined as those who spend at least 20% of their time away from their primary workplace. These employees are in the field of independent contractors, freelancers, and mini-preneurs. All need a flexible base for doing business.
Okay.
So what does that tell us? What do you think that tells us, Scott?
Well, it tells me that I'm not in the office a lot. And if I've got it, and of course, if we live in a society like we do, that you've got the suburbs, and most people live in the suburbs and commute into the office, we've got flex time, we've got people that are doing some of their work at home. I know I take a lot of my work home and do it at home.
Yeah, and a lot of people do, and they don't have that type of office to work in as well.
Right.
So you have your people that have the office and take it somewhere else, and a lot of people that don't have the office.
Right.
If you look at Starbucks, you walk into Starbucks and you see people with their laptops and they're writing and working, and they're using that as an office.
That's right. That's right. You can, in fact, if you listen in on any conversation, the chances are somebody's doing a deal.
That's right. Pretty much everywhere in Starbucks. So if you look at this business opportunity and this trend, it's about providing the right office space. And so that sounds like, well, yeah, that's easy and everybody's doing it. Let me give you an example of this company that's doing it in Ontario, Canada. They're called thecoffeeoffice.com. So it's thecoffeeoffice.com. They charge for $90 per month Canadian. They have free workstations. They have a members lounge. They have 25 complimentary coffees per month. They have internet access, and you can rent the conference rooms at any time. The key to this business is that their surroundings are very set up, so they're very inviting. If you go on their website, there's TVs all around. You have your own little space that's not closed off. It's private, but it's very, very comfortable. The colors are great. It's a very inviting place to go in and work.
So, yeah, because that's one of the big problems I know working from home. It is very, very easy to sleep in, not be motivated to, you know, I got to go to, you know, my little office here in the apartment. So you miss that discipline and the social aspect that comes from going to a place where there's a lot of people and there's actually a working area.
That's right. And so if you could set something like this up for people that provides them a very nice, comfortable environment, they're going to start to gravitate towards your business instead of Starbucks. Because, for example, for $90 a month, I'd work out of one of those offices in a second.
I would, too. I was actually asking Shane if there was one here where we are, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like there is yet.
No, so this is the key to this trend. If you're looking at doing this trend and getting into this, look in your city for one and see if anybody's doing it. If nobody's doing it, it's a good business to get into. If you're in a city of, say, 100,000 people and you got 10 other people doing it, I probably wouldn't recommend getting into it. But if you're in a city of 100,000 people and maybe there's two people doing it, go for it.
Yeah.
For example, here in Vancouver, Canada, I did some research and there's only about four people that have these kind of offices set up. So this would be a good business that we could get into because nobody's really doing it. And there's a lot of people around our city looking for office space, especially looking for the environment where they can get more creative and think better and that kind of stuff.
Very, very cool idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. And another tip that I like to give the listeners, if you're interested in this trend, definitely go to the website of the coffee office and research everything about them. and then call them up and talk to their employees and their owners. Ask them stuff like, how long have they been in business? How many, what's their membership like? How many people come in the doors per day? Any questions that you have, start asking them. That's going to help you grow your business. See, people don't do the research. They just don't do the due diligence.
Yeah.
And if you do the due diligence, you're going to watch your success soar.
And I think you have to come from an attitude of, you know, these people are willing to help you. It's not like you're going to go to Toronto, Ontario and compete with them. I mean, maybe you are or are there, but chances are you're a long ways away. And that's the whole beauty of this trend, right? If you can see people doing things that are successful somewhere and then it's not happening where you are, then you could take that and duplicate that. And then you're not guessing at whether or not you're going to be successful or not.
That's right. And that's why I've been successful at so many things that I did, is because I've taken businesses that haven't been anywhere else and I've started them. And really, it was hard for me to fail when I do that way.
Right.
You know, if you open up a McDonald's or a hamburger joint beside McDonald's, Burger King, and Dairy Queen, you don't have much hope.
That's right.
So this is a great business opportunity for the right people at the right time. You might be listening to this, and this business opportunity might not be for you in your city because there might be a lot of people doing it, or you just might not be into this. And so we're going to provide a trend every podcast. And for the ones that want to get into this, you could definitely email us, and we could give you some help and some guidance, because we've did the research on this business, and I pretty much know what would work, where it would work, what city it would work in.
That's right. So if you do decide you want to email us, you can email us at success@podomatic.com. That's our podcast email address, and we'll get it. Also, feel free to leave a comment at http://success.podomatic.com. We'll get those as well.
Great.
Yeah. Excellent. It's an interesting trend. Hopefully you take a few minutes and just sort of think about it, mull it over, and check out what's happening in your particular city or state or province or country. And I know home-based businesses are just growing like crazy. And what do those people not have that they need is a real nice office space where they can have their meetings and look professional. So I think this is a way to help that particular market, the Soho business, mature. I think it's awesome. And when Shane told me, you know, $90 a month, I thought, what? That's so cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really interesting. So there's the demand. Now, can you make ends meet at $90 a month? Well, then you have to work on the budget and cost benefits and everything else.
And I think what really makes this business so unique is that there's other people that rent out office space, and I know a few of them, and they rent it out for about $200, and you get this little tiny office, and it's almost like a dungeon. What's unique about this business is the environment that's created for the people.
Yeah.
So if you create the right environment, you're going to attract a lot of people to your business.
That's right. Very interesting.
Awesome. So let's
get on to part two.
Part two.
So what are we going to be talking about next?
We're going to be talking about motivation.
All right.
What's one thing that we need in life to become successful? Motivation.
Yeah. Take action.
We have to be motivated. And a lot of us don't know how to get motivated. We don't even know that we have any motivational strategies. How many of you listeners will agree with this? One day you're up, next day you're down. Next day you're motivated, and the next day you're not.
Or you have a day where, man, you just kicked butt. You got so much done. You were just a machine. And the next day, there was absolutely no productivity.
Yeah.
I have that.
And before I learned these motivational strategies, I used to be like that too. I would have an up day, and I'd have a down day. I'd have an on fire day, and I'd have a day where I'd be like, blah. So now I conduct my days because I can run my mind at such a different level that I'm always on fire. That makes me a lot more successful, and I make a lot more money because of that.
Right. So how do we do it?
Well, let's figure out where our motivational strategies are. What's the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning? The very first thing that you get in your head, the image that comes into your head in the morning. That's not after you've like been out of bed for 5 minutes. That's the instant you open your eyes. And some of you might have to take the time to get aware of this and do this tomorrow and become aware of what you're thinking, because many of us just wake up and we just go on with whatever we're thinking.
Right. That's what I was thinking. I just get up and I shave and I brush my teeth and I shower and I get dressed and I get going. I don't think I actually wake up until I've been in the car for an hour.
Well, at least you wake up before you start driving. So what is the strategy then that you wake up, Scott, when you first get up in the morning? Right when you open your eyes, what do you think? What's the image that you get in your mind?
I'm going to have an exciting day, I would think.
Okay, you're going to have an exciting day.
Yeah.
So Scott uses a towards motivational strategy. Now let me explain both strategies. Somebody wakes up in the morning.
One strategy is moving towards and one strategy is moving away.
That's right.
Okay.
Somebody wakes up in the morning, your alarm goes off, and you roll over, and you hit the snooze button. Then the alarm goes off again, you hit the snooze button again.
Okay, well, I do that from time to time.
Okay, so, see where...
But you see, I've been working with Shane for a while, and I've been stopping doing that.
That's right. I've taught him some different motivational strategies, so he's one step ahead of some people. So then the alarm goes off again, and when the alarm goes off, this time now you jump out of bed, and what's the first thing you go? Oh my goodness, I'm going to be late.
I'm late, that's right. I got to rush around and get all this stuff done before I go. Yeah.
That's right. You quickly get dressed, you run out the door, you don't have time for breakfast. You know, can any of you listeners relate to this?
Yeah. Tie the tie in the traffic.
That's right. Then you get in the car and you're thinking, oh, I got to get going because my boss is going to be mad because I'm late. I got customers waiting impatiently. My coworkers are going to be mad. So that's a strategy you use when you get out of bed. That's an away from strategy. Now, I want you to picture this. You're on a trip. When the alarm goes off, I bet you don't do this. Hit the snooze button.
No.
No. Roll over again. Go back to sleep. Then you're on a trip and the snooze button and the alarm goes off and you roll over and you go, yeah, I'm not going to get up. I bet you don't do that. I bet you do this. The alarm goes off. You jump out of bed. What fun are we going to have today? What exciting things are we going to do? And what opportunities are we going to have?
Yeah.
What a different way of thinking, isn't it?
That's right.
Now, that's a moving towards strategy. So let me explain moving towards and moving away. Moving away from strategy is failure, pain, or loss. Moving towards strategy is success, pleasure, and gain. Most high achievers will say that you got to use a towards motivation strategy to become extremely successful. Most people use the away from strategy and they never become high achievers.
I show up for work because my boss will yell at me if I don't. That's a away strategy. I show up for work because I love what I'm doing and I'm making a difference in the world and I'm contributing and I'm making good money and I'm happy. That's a towards strategy.
What a different way to think.
Yeah, because can you imagine the way you would be at work if you're only showing up because you don't want someone to yell at you, and you're only doing this because you don't want somebody else to scream at you, as opposed to going to work because you love what you're doing, and in all aspects of our lives, right?
Very powerful.
Yeah.
So we got to change our thinking, and we got to try and start using the towards strategy. So what I'd like your listeners to do is, tomorrow when you guys wake up, if you're not using the towards strategy yet, when you wake up out of bed, instead of going, oh my God, I got to get up. Oh, what's going to happen today? You know, I'm sure some of your listeners say this one, I got to go to work.
Yeah.
Now, when you wake up, I want you to change your thinking and change the images in your head. The first thing that you're going to think of, what opportunities are going to come my way today? What successes am I going to have? What great things are going to happen in my life? Now, if you start thinking like that, you tell me, can you not help start to become successful?
That's a big step towards it, that's for sure.
Huge. And by doing that, you're motivating yourself at all times. Let me give you an example of health and fitness. Most of the times when we go to the gym, we're thinking, oh my goodness, I gotta go work out. Oh my goodness, I have to do the machines. It's gonna be so hard. Well, can you see why you can't get yourself motivated to do that kind of stuff? Now, if you changed your thinking towards that, you say, well, I can't wait to go to the gym. I love working out on those machines. I feel myself getting more healthy and fit. Now you're motivating yourself because what you're doing is you're changing the images and the pictures in your mind to change your thinking. This is some really powerful stuff. And if you apply it, what's the word, Scott?
Apply it.
Thank you. And you use it, what's the word?
Take action.
That's right. You'll get the results that you're after.
Yeah, it's going to make a huge, huge difference.
An example is, you look at busy executives, and they're only motivated when all of a sudden they have a heart attack, because a lot of times they don't take time for health and fitness.
Right.
And then they get motivated because they realize, oh, my health is really important, so I better get motivated.
I'm not going to be able to work if I'm not healthy.
And sometimes it's a little too late to wait that long.
Yeah.
When you're going to apply these strategies, the moving towards and moving away, there's at times that we do use the way, and a lot of us will be using the way, and sometimes it's dangerous. And let me give you an example why. Because if you're using the way, let me give you an example. You, in your past, you could have been motivating yourself because, say, you lived in poverty,
right?
And you don't want to live in poverty, so you're motivating yourself to make money. But sometimes you feel so much pain because of that, that it actually starts to stress you out, and you get anxiety because you're thinking about that all the time.
Oh, yeah. So you could even be making lots of money, but you think, oh my God, if I'm not careful, I'm going to be poor again. I got to work. And that's not a healthy motivational strategy at all.
No, not at all. That's why I say just stay with the towards motivation. Because when you're using the way for motivation, what happens is you're actually looking at past events that were not good in your life. So for most of us, that brings up things that were bad things in our life, and that rekindles old memories.
Yeah, you're way better off to sit down and say, what do I want in my life? Well, I want to hike in the mountains. I want to be able to go for walks without huffing and puffing. I want to be able to play with my kids or my grandkids without, you know, be able to get on the floor with them without, you know, having all this pain. And if you're overweight, right, it's hard to get up and down and all the rest of it. I want to live a vibrant life. That's a lot better than saying,
you know, when he says that, those are very good points. The only one word that I'm going to pick out of there and change a little bit is the word want. Instead of using the word want, it's always use I am. So you think you're already there. So it's, I am already vibrant and healthy. I am already making $100,000. I am already, you know, physically fit. I am already full of energy, because your mind can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined. Because of that, it will excel you to that level.
All right. That's a good point.
Now, let me take you guys through an exercise, a motivational exercise. So I'm going to need everyone to close their eyes.
Okay, if you're driving, don't follow the exercise. You just put it on pause and wait until you can pull over to the side. Or if you're in a traffic jam, that's okay. No. Make sure you're doing this when it's safe to do. We don't want to put you into a state and cause an accident.
All right. You got your eyes closed, Scott?
My eyes are closed.
All right. We're all ready to go. Now make yourself comfortable and begin looking off to the right.
My eyes closed?
Yeah. Your eyes are closed.
Okay. I'm looking to the right.
Imagine seeing someone who looks like you in the short distance.
Okay.
The other you will do all the learning in this exercise as you observe.
Okay. So I'm watching myself or someone that looks like me.
Someone that looks like you.
Over to my right.
That's right. To ensure this, you may want to experience yourself as being in a plexiglass bubble, so you are truly detached from the activities going on with the other you.
Okay.
Now think of something you want to be able to motivate yourself to do.
Right.
Pick something simple, an example of cleaning the kitchen sink, balancing your checkbook,
right. Riding a bike,
or getting up early in the morning.
Okay.
Something you don't enjoy doing, but know you have to, and the rewards will be great.
Alright.
Now, watch the other you. See what it will look like when the task is completed, including the positive consequences of having it done, both the direct and immediate benefit.
Okay, see that?
Now see the other you doing the task easily.
Okay.
As that other you does the task, the other you keeps looking at the image of the task all finished and feels good in response to seeing it completed.
Got it.
Notice your internal voice is enticing and encouraging, reminding you of the future rewards to come. Finally, see the other you delighted with having it done and enjoying the reward when the task has been completed.
Okay.
Now, let the plexiglass bubble fall away.
Okay.
And draw into yourself the other you who has the new learnings.
Okay.
Reach out your arms in front of you and let that other you come into yourself. That other you is now going to become you.
All right.
Now take an extra moment to consider when is the next time you'll have to perform the task you just motivated yourself to complete. And see yourself doing that task motivated and easily and actually enjoying doing the task. Take a second to do that.
All right.
Are you back with us?
I'm back with us. Can I open my eyes now? Okay, everybody, open your eyes.
Now,
Do
you see the power in that exercise?
Yeah, boy.
I use this a lot of times to get myself motivated, because so many times we get things in front of us, work or tasks or whatever, and they start to build up.
Yeah.
And we look at them, and it looks like too much to do. So what happens is it actually frustrates us, and it starts to confuse us, and we actually stop wanting to do it, and that demotivates us.
Yeah, overwhelm. Total overwhelm.
So by looking at the end of the task done and using another person doing it, you see the other person completing the task for you. And when you see it done, you feel the rewards in yourself. which helps you get motivated for yourself to do the task. Very, very powerful process.
So would you recommend people doing it like before they go to bed at night, when they get up in the morning? When would be a good time? Like if we're going to start a habit of doing this, when would be a good time?
I use it any time I need to feel motivated.
Okay.
So if I'm sitting at my office desk and I see stuff that I have to do and my energy is down and I need to get motivated, I use it instantly at that time because it only takes me like 2 or 3 minutes to go through it and I get myself motivated.
Okay. Very, very. No, I'm really impressed. Thanks, Shane.
Awesome. You're so welcome. So always remember, listeners, tomorrow when you get up, think of what images are going to go into your head. Change your thinking, what opportunities, what successes, what good things, what positive things are going to come into your life. Think through this, think throughout the day this way as well. Instead of looking at the away from motivation, or looking at the away from strategy, use the towards strategy as you go throughout your day. So when you start to feel your mind going back into that kind of negative away from stuff, pull it into the towards motivation stuff and look at the rewards at the end and look at what you're doing, look at the businesses you're building, the finances you're having, look at what you're, you know, getting with them and the rewards at the end that'll keep yourself motivated and your success will come at a much faster rate.
Excellent. All right. Well, that pretty well sums it up for this podcast, Business Trends for Success. We're at http://success.podomatic.com. Look forward to getting your comments and feedback. And next time, we're going to talk about another big business trend that's coming, that we see coming along, and some more things that can help you achieve that success. Because it's one thing to know the trend. Hey, the stock price has been going up for quite a while now, but there's a trend, but not a lot of people necessarily jumped on it at the right time. So we want to help you with not just finding a trend, but taking action to take advantage of it.